B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Mainey, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So we want to bring our executive producer, Nicole, in because some new things have kind of developed with the radio show, some actual serious things. If you guys listen at this time, typically on Mondays and Wednesdays at 7:20 and 8:20, I do a popular segment called the Senseless Survey. And Nicole, what's going on?
So a lot of the things that we do aren't serious, but when we get an email from .gov, straight from D.C., it gets a little serious. So we got an email. Actually, the email went to our boss, and then our boss looped us into it. And you want me to just read the email?
Yeah, I didn't read the email. I just knew that the government had sent us something. Okay. So I'll be hearing it for the first time.
Do we want to say what is it about?
It's about stopping the senseless survey.
Okay, tell us why. What does the government say?
All right. I'm gonna read it to you.
Okay.
Senseless census.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with me yesterday. This is to our boss. I wanted to follow up with an email and reiterate the importance of the U.S. Census Bureau's mission to conduct an accurate count in the 2020 census and the data we collect in our surveys. Each year, the federal government distributes more than $675 billion to states based off the census survey.
Back up. How much?
$675 billion.
Roy, you're messing with a $675 billion industry.
Wow. And evidently, I'm blowing it all up to pieces.
So, okay. This is where the senseless comes in. The senseless survey impedes our mission when it raises questions about the legitimacy of our census, employees/surveys, and it causes confusion to the public.
Shut your mouth.
I can't get over the fact they use the terminology that impedes their mission.
So that means that more than one person, when a senseless agent or a census agent showed up to their house or showed up to talk, more than one person must have said, I'm not doing this because Roy's going to screw with me.
Yo, that is crazy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And then they put bullet points as to like specific, and I love the first bullet point. They act like we didn't know that senseless was a play on words. They go, during certain times during your bit, it sounds like your on-air talent says census instead of senseless.
It's the whole point. It's senseless. It sounds like senseless. Ugh.
So then they said, we would appreciate it if 95.1 Kiss FM found a different angle to entertain their audience.
We don't have any.
I thought it's pretty clear that. By the way, to give you guys in on a little behind the scenes, when I call these people and do the senseless survey, you typically hear them hang up. But what you don't hear is me always calling them back to explain, because it's illegal. Radio shows can't just put people on the radio without people giving consent. That doesn't happen. You have to get approval. And so I called them back. I explained it was a comedy bit, and they said, you know, it's all fun and games. Typically, another person in our radio audience members elects or gives us the information. So I'll say, hey, listen, your friend Cameron gave me your phone number, you know, yada, yada, yada. That goes on. I don't put that on the radio because it's boring. Nobody wants to hear that.
Right, so, we only want to hear the questions and the answers.
Yeah, exactly. So I edit all that out. And so I guess what the government's hearing is me screwing with these people. And then, of course, the other side of that, if they say that we're impeding their mission, then they must be having some pushback when they're going door to door.
Absolutely. That is what stands out for me 100%. That our audience has decided that they are not going to participate in the Census Bureau because they're afraid that it's going to come back and land on Roy's lap.
People.
And like, so just so you guys know, this isn't like a local government office. This came directly from the public affairs director with the Census Bureau in Washington, D.C. Like, this is the top people to say, hey, stop it.
So yesterday we posted on our Insta, you know, that we were going to be talking about at 7:20 this morning. We said, you know, to what your guess. A lot of people said war, maybe Confession Wednesday because the government's afraid of, you know, maybe a secret confession.
Yeah. We've been on the table for war before, too.
We did hear some confession 2 years ago, Nicole, I think even before you got here, where somebody was in charge of the coast for the government. They were supposed to keep an eye on the coast for, like, any ships or any enemies that were coming in. They fell asleep. Remember? They fell asleep at their post for, like, 8 hours. We were unguarded. But Myra said, it's got to be the census survey because people don't have a sense of humor anymore, especially the cop that Roy called.
Yeah, about, 2 weeks ago, I called a cop.
By accident. See, when the person reached out to you to call this person, they didn't tell you that.
No, they did not tell me that I was calling a police officer.
So then when you have the conversation afterwards, sorry, Lauren, when you have the conversation afterwards, like you just said, to the officer.
He laughed. He thought it was funny. Okay. He approved.
So you don't think he's the one who blew the whistle on it?
Everyone who you ever hear on Senseless Survey, I can assure you, it all ends up in fun and games. They go, okay, yeah, I'll get back. I can't wait to talk to whoever. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and air it. It's fine.
But that's not even the issue.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's not even what the government cares about.
I think what the government cares about is that they're calling these people in legitimate trying to perform a census, and they think it's me.
Oh, Roy, stop.
Yeah.
I know it's you.
And so we'll try to post some of this email online.
Read
that
impeding line again real quick. That's awesome.
It says,
one of our segments is screwing with the government. A $678 billion funded...
The senseless survey impedes our mission when it raises questions about the legitimacy of our census employees/surveys and causes confusion with the public.
Come on, guys. Like, we just need a sense of humor.
Just fill out your census forms, y'all. Just let Roy Senseless be funny. And if someone asks you and it's not Roy, just fill out your census forms. Yeah. It's important for 2020.
And by the way, I try to make my questions so offensive and so over the top that you know it's not the government. Like one time, and also,
but that's not the issue. It's the audience who's listening to this, who's not even involved in the senseless, who's laughing, thinking that you're going to get them because even our open says, don't answer your phone.
Right.
It could be the senseless bureau calling.
I guess we're going to cut that out. So while we try to figure out how legally we can
dance around it,
how we can legally perform this popular segment, we're going to be taking it off the air and hopefully we'll soon be able to figure out what rules I can and cannot say so I don't impede the mission of the Census Bureau.
I was telling my friend Sherry, who runs the great Dr. Marco's chiropractic office, a friend of mine, and she's like, that's my favorite segment.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
And I'm going to retire it just for a little bit. The attorneys are working. We're going to work something out.
Just until we dangle the keys over here and they look that way. So we can bring it back.
You should go see what Woody Wilcox are doing.
Yeah.
They do this hilarious bit called the No Coast Guard.
The No Coast Guard.
People were texting in. They said that cop definitely did it.
You think so? He was so good at me on the phone afterwards. And typically people do hang up angry, but I always get them back on the phone, and it's fine.
Oh, this sucks. It's my favorite segment. Here's an area code 704 that says, Roy, way to go. You should be proud of yourself
for impeding the mission of the government.
Holy cow. All right, we'll keep you guys updated on the very latest. And like Nicole said, she's posting that up at the MRL show now where you can go have a look at it. But just fill out your census forms, please, everyone.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.